Well, Christmas is a time that we fuss about things, isn't it? The lights, the tinsel, the Christmas songs. Maybe you've got your own Spotify playlist going wherever you're driving or walking around. The stockings, the ham. Don't forget the presents under the tree. And don't forget about the seafood. We spend time with family and friends. We spend hours trying to work out which is the right gift. Or maybe, like I heard in the shops the other day, someone say, oh, let's just get them some tea towels. Desperation sets in, doesn't it? But we're not sure it's the right thing. I love seeing so many houses all dressed up with lights, to see how they can outdo one another, to see the new things that come out each year. Just up the road here, I don't know if you noticed, there was one of those blow-up, not a Santa, but it was a dog with some presents on its back walking across their front yard. Thought, oh, that's new. Haven't seen that one before. People make a big fuss to tell others that they're celebrating Christmas, don't they? We make such a fuss that after Christmas, many of us are sorry that we ate so much on Christmas Day. So here's your warning. Don't eat too much. It's still early. You can do something about it. But what's all the fuss about? Why do we spend so much money each year celebrating this one day? Putting up lights, spreading cheer, being generous. Now, I'm sure many of you know the answer to this, that today is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But let me tell you what the Bible says about this day. And today we're going to be looking at the beginning of John's Gospel. It doesn't have your traditional Christmas story listed there, but it's a book that's been written to help us understand who Jesus is. We're not going to see the baby being born, but we're going to understand who the baby is and what all the fuss is about. Now, the birth of Christmas, right, Christmas, we remember that Jesus was born. Jesus wasn't an everyday baby, and I'm sure most of us have heard the story of Jesus' birth. That Mary was told that she'd give birth to a child, that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and that she would be pregnant and give birth to a child. So what's all the fuss about this birth? Now, as always, it's good for you to open a Bible at this point. There's plenty in front of you in the pews. And I want you to open the Bible and look at John chapter 1 with me, because the fuss about this birth is all in the book of John here, in John chapter 1. And we'll look at verses 1 to 3. John 1, 1 to 3. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, as you look at these verses, you have to wonder to yourself, who is this person? Who is the person here called the Word in verse 1? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, in my Bible, it has the Word has a capital letter because it's a noun. They've helped us understand that the Word is a person. It's a name of someone. And in verse 2, we're told that he, or the Word, was with God in the beginning. And then in verse 3, the pronoun him is used to speak about the Word. Now, all these nouns and pronouns, and I don't like grammar all that much, so you can just wade through that. But the words the Word, he, and him all refer to Jesus. Okay? Now, I'm really making it quite straightforward for you, because today is Christmas and we've got a lot of celebrating to get on with. We celebrate the birth of Christmas, don't we? The fuss about this birth from this part of the Bible is because the birth of Jesus is more than an ordinary birth. This isn't about a man and a woman who slept together, get pregnant and have a baby. In this birth, Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary by the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. Now, we don't see this in the passage we're looking at today. We see that in other passages. But what we do see is that the work of God to bring We see in this passage is that this is the work of God to bring Jesus into the world, was to bring God to us. This is the work that he did. It was to bring God to us. The fuss about Jesus' birth is that he is God. We sing about Emmanuel. We just sung that song, which means God with us. Now, these few verses tell us that the beginning of Jesus wasn't this birth. We're told in verse 1 that the Word, or Jesus, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 2 and 3 tell us more of the story. It says that he was with God in the beginning, that all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. See, these verses tell us that Jesus was not just a baby born in Bethlehem, as true as it might be, but that he was present at the creation of the world, that he is God, and that as God, he took on humanity. See, the birth of Jesus was about our great God, who was instrumental in the whole of creation. It says in our verse that nothing was made without him. So when we speak about the birth of Jesus, this isn't just another baby, is it? This is the God of the universe, Emmanuel, God with us. He's the one who put the stars in the sky. He's the one who created the animals. He's the one who created you and me. So the right thing to do when celebrating Christmas, or this birth, is really to make a big fuss of it. See, the birth of Jesus, the Word becomes flesh, is a big deal. And I'm sure you remember earlier this year when the Queen died. We heard lots of things about her life. But one thing I remember were all these people ringing radio stations or getting interviewed on TV, telling others about a time when they'd met the Queen. I don't know if you saw any of those. But so many people came forward to speak of how she had made a difference in their life, how she had impacted them in some small way and was interested in them. See, they had to share their experience with others as to how the Queen met them in their life, because she was such a remarkable woman, and because she held such a prominent role, people made a fuss over her. They wanted people to know how she had touched their life. And that's what the writer of this book is trying to do here in John's Gospel. He wants everyone to know that God has come to earth, that the Creator of the world has taken on humanity and has come down to visit his own creation. Do you understand the significance of this? Do you understand why the big fuss behind this birth? This is a big deal. And the right thing to do is to celebrate it every year, to make a fuss over it. Because Jesus, the pre-existent Son of God, has come to earth. Now the question we need to ask then is, well, why did God have to come to earth? If he's the creator, if he rules it, if he's the boss, well then why did he take on humanity? Well, as we continue reading in John's Gospel, we get the answer. In verses 4 and 5, it says that the birth of Jesus brings light to all people. Look at verse 4 and 5 with me. It says there, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, or understood it, depending on your version. Now here in verse 4, we see that in Jesus was life, and that life was the light of men. Now this is a very bold claim, isn't it? Because this means that life itself comes from Jesus. Earlier we saw that Jesus was always with God, that he was God, and that he created everything. See, Jesus gave life to every living thing in a physical sense. But here it's talking about light and life in a different way, isn't it? They're metaphors, they're pictures to help us understand what's going on in a spiritual way. Now, if you've been regular here at church over the past year, we saw that John's Gospel uses light and dark throughout the whole book. See, John writes in a very spiritual or theological way. He wants those of us who are reading to understand that the world as we know it is in spiritual darkness. But with the coming of Jesus, Jesus brings light, and that light brings life. Now, we all know what light can do in the dark, don't we? A few weeks back, I took the dogs out to the backyard before going to bed. As I walked out into the backyard, it was pitch black, and our eldest dog, Izzy, she's the smaller dog, was running around our jacaranda tree. If you know our backyard, you'll know where she's running around. She's barking away, carrying on, thinking, what's she doing? You know, she doesn't normally do this. I went back inside, got a torch, shone the torch on the tree, and here's this possum with a baby on its back. Lights came on. I could see what was going on. See, the torch made it clear to me why she was carrying on so much. She could see it. I couldn't see it. I needed light to show me what was happening in the dark. And this is the reason Jesus took on humanity. It's the reason we take time to celebrate Christmas at this time of year. Because the world is in darkness, in spiritual darkness. And we need God to be revealed to us through the Word, through the divine Logos, through Jesus. See, in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus came to bring life in a place of death. He brought light to a place of darkness. See, this is why Jesus came. Now, we needed to be rescued from the spiritual domain of darkness. And unlike my backyard, where I could just walk back inside, grab a torch and shine a light, well, that doesn't work here. We needed Jesus as the light to come so that we can see. We were powerless to rescue ourselves, powerless to see in the dark. We were stuck in death, so Jesus had to come. He needed to come to bring us life. In order for us to know God, Jesus had to reveal him to us. It's like that illustration where those 10 blind people are all touching a different part of the elephant, and they all have to try and describe what the elephant looks like. Well, they all describe the elephant 10 different ways, don't they? Depending on what part of the elephant they're holding. See, they don't know what it looks like. They need eyes to see. And it's the same for God. We need light to be able to see the one who brought us life. This is why Jesus came. This is what all the fuss is about, because Jesus puts light on God and helps us to see. Light on who God is, but light on how to be rescued from darkness. And that's our main problem, isn't it? And this leads nicely into our last point for today. And you can see on your outline there, and this is why Jesus is such great news, because we, without him shining light on this world, we'd be stuck in darkness. And you can see in your outline there that we've seen the birth and we've seen the light of Jesus, and now we come to the reason Jesus came. What was the reason Jesus came? Well, this is really easy, and I'm sure all of you are going to be able to remember this. It's one word. You. 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 That's the reason he came. He came to make you a child of God, to make you his brother or sister. See, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, but the reason Jesus came was to give us new birth, to make us part of his family. Look at verse 12, where he says what happens when we believe in him. But to all who did receive him, who did receive Jesus, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See, today is the day we celebrate Jesus' physical birth, when he came as God to man and took on humanity, and he did it for you, so that you could have new birth and be part of his family. It's the reason he was given the name Jesus. His name reminds us why he came. In Luke 2, the angel went to Mary and said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And then in Matthew, we get a bit more of the detail, where the angel went to Joseph and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." See, the name of Jesus is important. If you've ever had to name a child or a dog or some other animal, You may remember how long it took you to pick that name. Maybe it came quickly. I don't know. I remember each time we talk about our kids' names, each child needed just the right name for who they'd be. Well, Mary and Joseph had no problems with this at all. They didn't have to wonder what name to give this child. They were told what to call this baby, Jesus. See, Jesus was the right name for him. See, Joseph was told that Mary will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus. Here's the clue. For he will save the people from their sins. His name gives us a clue as to why he came. His name means God saves. He will save the people from their sin. The passage we're looking at today says we're in spiritual darkness, but need Jesus to shine a light on his salvation. This is what the fuss is all about. Because with the coming of Jesus, we can be free from slavery to sin. We started talking out today about what all the fuss is about. What's the fuss about all this child? Why do we go to extreme lengths to dress up our houses and be generous to those around us? Well, the answer the Bible gives is because we've been given so much. We've been given new birth. We've been given access to the creator of the universe. He wants to take us to be with him forever. That's what the fuss is all about. We got to open our presents last night and boy, it was a bit of fun. Sorry we got in early. We take it in turns, pulling a present out from under the tree, and whoever gets a present gets to pick the next one. And you never know in our family if it's going to be a serious present or if it's a joke. Okay. Now, I got more serious presents this year than I thought I'd get. But of course, giving presents is a great reminder of the gift that God offers each one of us, isn't it? And this is a seriously good present. He has given us life through this child that was born long ago. This child that brought light upon our great God. He took on himself your sin and says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, for I will give you rest." Now, I know that today is all about giving gifts and I've made a really big deal about how wonderful Christmas is, but I'm not going to say that for everyone it's a wonderful day. For some people, today is not so special and it's not so wonderful. Many people hurt at Christmas. Many of us are reminded of the people that aren't with us. Many of us are reminded of families who don't speak together. For many of us, Christmas exposes the hurt and suffering many of us are going through. And so I want to remind you that if this is you, then this is what the fuss is all about. Because we're not going to be free from our hurt and pain in this life. But with the birth of this child, a light has been shone on our great God, and he comes to us in our pain and our brokenness. And he says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's the one who saves us in the middle of our disasters. It's this baby who wipes away our tears, who is our wonderful counselor. It's this baby who overcomes despair and discouragement. See, it's the helpless baby in the manger that comes to restore normality in our lives as the Prince of Peace. See, the coming of Jesus is a big deal. It's worth fussing over. So as you open presents this year or give out presents, remember the gift that the birth of this child gives you. A full pardon from your sins. So come to him, trust him, and lean on him and celebrate him. Let's fuss over him. Let's pray. Well, Father God, we thank you for the birth of your Son. He came to earth and took on humanity, took on the very nature of those he created. And he did this to reveal more of yourself to us. Father God, we ask that as we open presents and share with friends and family, Lord, open our hearts to see what the fuss is all about. Help us to see your saving work for each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.